Hello, my beautiful friends. It is so glad to be just here in this moment sharing with you today. I had a wonderful weekend. This was an opportunity for me to get away to the mountains, and it was actually so beautiful. The view from the cabin was gorgeous. I got to have some fun and be silly and scream and laugh on some roller coasters in Dollywood. I don't know if you've ever been there if you're from the South, but it is in Tennessee and it has shows and roller coasters and all kinds of food. And they have, of course, a younger kid section and a train that goes to the park. And it is the most clean, friendly amusement park that I've ever been to. I'm sure those of you that listen all over the world and all over the U.S. probably have some cool experiences. I've heard Cedar Point in Ohio is crazy awesome, and that is definitely on my bucket list for two of my kids who love roller coasters. But this was just me and my boyfriend. So it was so fun. We had not seen that side of each other. And I think that my face in the photos, when you get down to the bottom of the ride, gave him the highlight of the day. I mean, he was busting out laughing. And let me just say, we definitely got even, because there was one of his face where he actually looked like he might about been throwing up, but it wasn't. We had so much fun. I love that we could do this together and just have some rest and relaxation. And the reason why I'm sharing with you this is just because I feel like we're friends and I feel like we've known each other. Obviously, I don't know each and every one of you, but the beauty in every time I get a chance to meet one of you through a free connection call, whether you choose to go a little bit deeper with me and work with me one-on-one, or you just choose the course, or you choose to continue to kind of just be with yourself and see what the decisions are, it just feels so good. I feel like we immediately connect when we have those conversations. And there's a couple things I want to offer to you today. But first, I just want to share with you, you're always on my mind. You know, as I was sitting there this weekend, just kind of having a moment of being super present, I just want you to know that I think of you often. I am grateful for you. And I'm so grateful that God has really bless me with this place of communication where I can reach so many of you that may or may not ever take the next step with me. But I hope no matter what, this podcast and my honesty and vulnerability and my realness and just sharing the truth with you will make some shifts in whether it's your thought processes, the actions you take, the awarenesses you have about parts of you. All of that is progress. So I want you to recognize that as well. Even if you're still in your cycle of drinking right now, I want you to know, are you having new awarenesses? Are you noticing things about yourself? Are you beginning to get a little bit more honest with how you're feeling? All that is progress towards what could be your future of not drinking, okay? So celebrate every moment and just understand that this journey is not a snap. Remember, I've shared you many times, I knew for a couple of years or more, there was this very tricky, sticky, not healthy relationship with wine that I had. And that didn't mean I just stopped, because I just realized there was layers and practices and processes and new awarenesses and, you know, little moments of bravery and curiosity. There were moments of judgment and criticism. And I'm going to tell you, in those moments, I didn't make any progress. So wherever you sit today, let me encourage you most to really encourage yourself, but also get to the place where you're just curious and go, huh, I wonder why I behave that way in this circumstance. Or I wonder what was going on when I snapped at my partner or neglected my children or judged someone at the store or try to control a situation. Like, just get aware without saying, I'm bad, I'm wrong, I'm stupid. Because I promise you, none of the judgment will help you move forward. So, all that to say is I want to offer a couple of options for you, and I'm going to remind you at the end of the podcast, this week only through Sunday, the 18th through the 21st, I decided I'm running a flash sale, $100 off the roadmap. Why am I doing this? Well, because this is your opportunity to say, all right, I've been thinking about it, I'm curious about it. It is a lifelong tool that you can purchase, dive right in, join the Facebook community, join the connections in there, reach out to me, let me know how you're doing, and it will guide you through 6 weeks of quitting drinking. Now, it's called the Stopover Drinking Roadmap, and that's really what your goal is right now, because I know most of you have this huge fear around quitting forever. However, you may find yourself needing to go, okay, I'm going to cut this out for 6 weeks so that I can see where I'm at, see really what's going on in my life, and then you can decide from there what you need next. Do you need to go into more coaching? Because there's some stuff that's come up inside your relationships, your childhood, your emotional health that you need to work through. Or are you able to continue on that journey on your own and keep exploring? I don't know. But this will help you. And so I'm running it through the 21st. Go to setfreesisterhood.com/roadmap. You'll see a little bit of info about it. And it's $100 off. So I'm excited for you to join. And I look forward to seeing your email come through so I can connect with you and celebrate with you. And if you have any questions, just shoot me an email. You've got my email, michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. And then also, if you are not sure about the course or think maybe coaching might be for you, same thing. Shoot me an email. Let's have a 30-minute call for free so that I can meet you, connect with you, kind of see where you are. A lot of times, too, I can assess from our conversation what might be most beneficial for you. Okay? So thanks for your patience during the long intro, but I just want to share with you, gives you some encouragement and love. Today, we're going to talk about the effects of alcohol on your mental health and really focus on depression and share a little bit of my story, but more about just some awareness for you to see if maybe you're struggling in this area. Enjoy the episode. Hey sister, are you newly alcohol free but you've been hanging on for dear life, hoping you don't fall backward? Or maybe you're still stuck in the cycle of overdrinking even when you told yourself you would stop? Waking up each day with thoughts of self-loathing? Is your anxiety through the roof so much that you wake up at 3 a.m. with your heart racing and negative thoughts about yourself? You hide it so well, not many people know. Girl, I get you and I see you. I'm Michelle Porterfield, and for so many years I experienced all of this. Here's the deal. Quitting drinking is just the first step. I believe that's why it can be so scary. We know deep down it's more. Once we see what's underneath all the covering up, true freedom is found, and I'm here to help you do just that. So whether you're newly alcohol free or just sober curious, there is freedom on the other side. I can't wait to help you ditch the wine witch, or help you find your mindset breakthrough and reignite your purpose after alcohol. Girlfriend, you are in the right place. Welcome to Set Free Sisterhood. Okay, ladies, I wanted to talk to you first about what is depression, just to see if there's some signs that you may be experiencing that could be linked to overdrinking, as well as just really being aware of where you are right now, getting to the current truth of how you're feeling, and to let you know that this conversation is not about adding or taking away medication or anything to do with medical advice. You can definitely, and I advise you to talk with your medical provider. What I wanted to do is just talk about maybe a little bit of my experience throughout the podcast as I notice, as I go through my notes of maybe some things I experienced that I don't now because of alcohol. So let's talk a little bit about mild depression and just some signs, okay? And I just want you to just check in, just see if any of these are true for you right now. Persistent sadness. This is where most days you feel down or just sad, kind of don't even know why. There's no reason. Loss of interest, where you just kind of don't care and hobbies are not really your thing. You really don't care about socializing. Maybe you're really struggling with some work-related task. Fatigue, lack of energy, changes in your appetite or weight. That one, I never experienced that when I did struggle with depression. However, I think a lot of people can go extreme there. Either not eat at all or use their, again, food as a coping tool. Sleep disturbances can be an issue. Difficulty concentrating. Are you struggling with focus, making decisions, remembering things? Feelings of worthlessness or guilt. Just kind of that, you know, constant self-critical thought nature. Are you more irritable? It could be easily frustrated, things like that. Wanting to withdraw a little bit more socially from friends, family, or partner. What about decreased productivity? You just have a hard time completing tasks. And pessimism, where you're having just a negative outlook on the future and just kind of feeling like, meh, nothing's really happening. So some of you might have just jumped out of your skin and said, oh my gosh, I feel so seen and validated right now. I know for me, if I would have heard these when I was in that season, I would have felt seen and validated and heard. And I'm going to tell you that I don't experience any of these anymore. And I experienced probably at least 10 of these when I was in my most consistent drinking days. And I don't know if you know this about me. I have talked about it, but it's been a while and I have 275 plus podcasts, correct? So I actually struggled with depression, and it was a time in my life where I was on medication for a while, but I never really liked how I felt on it. I felt a little blah. And there was just this internal knowing, that deep knowing, that I didn't really need it. I knew that a lot of my issues were my environment and the things that I was choosing to do or not to do to support myself or not support myself. So, and one of those being alcohol. So when we think about it, when we think about alcohol, it is huge as it relates to depression. It is very much intertwined because here's what happens. We begin to self-medicate. So a lot of times what happens is if you begin to feel these feelings, whether you're drinking or not drinking, but as we know, most of us have been doing this for a long time. I don't believe there is very many ladies listening to this podcast that maybe are just early into their drinking. Maybe, but the women I meet, those of you who reach out to me that raise your hand for support, you've been drinking for a long time. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. This is very, very common. My last several clients, they're in their 60s. Maybe you needed to hear that. Maybe you're sitting out there and thinking, well, probably won't help me because I'm too old. I have that in quotation marks. Or, you know, can she help me? I've been dealing with this so long. This is very common. And I love that I get to serve women that are older than me because it is a beautiful place to see them raise their hand and go, I need support. And I'm going to be vulnerable. And I'm not going to be questionable or critical of who my age even. You know, I'm 49. I'm not that much younger. But it matters to me too that we have this level of relationship in all of our ages. I've worked with women in their 30s. I've had a few clients in their 20s. So it's beautiful that no matter where we are, on our journey is that we all have something that intertwines us together, and it typically is related to going to alcohol for some sort of coping. So then what happens is we medicate with alcohol because we think that's going to help these symptoms that we're experiencing, but it actually makes them worse and deepens depression over time. And that's what I can really relate to personally, is it got worse before it got better. And then when I begin to recognize it, I actually remember, I think it was this way. Y'all forgive me if I'm wrong, and I don't know if we would ever find out. I'm pretty sure I went off my depression medication well before I actually quit drinking. Something feels very true for me, and I don't really remember why. But I do feel like it was first, because I think I recognized that I just didn't need it anymore. And that's when I really started getting into more of my physical activity, working out, things like that. And remember, I was pretty consistent with all that, and I still chose to drink. And that's where a lot of my issues came later, where I would get so frustrated with myself. And I would be like, Michelle, look what you've accomplished. It was so tricky and sneaky, because it was like, well, you're overall eating better, you're exercising, and then you go home and you drink a bottle of wine. Like, how does that make any sense? You're basically counteracting everything you've just done. So I went through a period of pretty harsh judgment, and I think that's where I stayed pretty stagnant and stuck as well. It wasn't until I really started looking inward. And that was my control too. Let me share that with y'all real quick. A lot of that was my power. That was in my power. I was forcing myself to work out, forcing myself. And eventually I lost because I got tired of it. And you've heard me say, I pulled into the YMCA parking lot, pulled right back out. So my workout started sliding. My relationship started sliding. That's what became my slippery slope to recognizing, like, now I'm not doing those things because can't keep it up on my own strength and consuming more, right? So here's another thing that happens, is your brain chemistry actually changes. It affects your neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine. Those are the ones. Serotonin is to help you calm and get restful. Dopamine is the pleasure. And so all that gets out of whack, and then a chemical imbalance takes place. Now, depending on where you are in your drinking, it may take a month to regulate back, and it may take longer. For me, I remember this season of just some back and forth, mood disorders, not sleeping, but it was all brain chemistry. Once I really dug a little deeper, I was like, no wonder, because my brain chemistry is so out of whack, because it's regulated itself because it knew alcohol was coming. So once I removed alcohol, the brain goes, oh, cool. Well, we got to start making this chemical again, but it doesn't just change overnight. So just understand that when you're walking through this process, if you choose to do the stop drinking roadmap and you get on the flash sale, there's going to be some days where it's going to be very uncomfortable, and that's perfect, because that means you're on the right path, and I can help you through that and really help you understand what's going on. And what else it affects is, a lot of times when we feeling mild depression, we are drinking, it definitely causes us to isolate more. And then it is our go-to negative coping mechanism. We realize it works, quote unquote, again, in quotation marks, but it just creates a cycle over and over and over. Okay? So one more comment I want to make about this is just really noticing what's going on in your body too. We already talked about the neurotransmitters. We've talked about how your brain structure changes. It actually affects the region that is associated with mood regulation, such as the prefrontal cortex. So what does that mean? That means that the reason why you are, quote unquote, again, moody, stressed out, you feel out of control, is because you're either currently drinking or you've just now removed alcohol and it's a little bit back and forth. But I'm going to tell you the benefits of removing it and how much better you will regulate is going to be far more the benefits of continuing to drink. What else I noticed too was the hormone imbalance. When you are drinking, your body releases so much cortisol. And all you need to do right now is do some Googling, especially the most of the women that listen to this. I know y'all are 30s and up, okay? Most of us, 40s, 50s, we're in either perimenopause or menopause. And I've told y'all, I've been going on a deep dive in this area, learning a lot more about my hormones, what estrogen does, what progesterone does, what cortisol is doing. Cortisol can cause havoc on our body. It affects our gut health, which is directly related to inflammation. These are issues that are going to be chronic skin issues, brain fog, lack of focus, lack of sleep. You get into the hot flashes, the fatigue, the joint aches, the muscle aches, and you name it. So understand that what you're also doing by continuing to drink is you're wrecking these hormonal balances. Your body's already struggling if you're in the age where you're in this zone. But if you're not aware of it and you're not in tune with your body, you can't even really notice what is going on, what is actually naturally happening versus what are we doing to ourselves. I have even, just to share with you, I have even made changes. I am in a challenge with myself, but it co-aligns with my trainer group that I'm with. He decided to do a 8-week challenge, but it's more of a habit challenge and not a weight loss challenge. Because, you know, when we go to a gym, we are all different ages, situations, men, women. There's college athletes, things like that, that rotate through his gym. And if you were to ask me to join a weight loss contest, I'd be like, no, I'm not interested. But here's what this one is. You get points for habits. So I thought about, okay, what are some areas that have been fairly consistent for myself, but something that I really, really wanted to focus on, and mine have been, just so you know, I have more accountability here, sharing it here. So obviously consistently doing my workouts, that's kind of easy for me now because I love it so much and it's on my calendar. I do need to get more steps in on the days I'm coaching and podcasting because I'm sitting a lot. It's not, you know, I'm not up and moving, so I'm really working on adding an additional walk. But getting 90 ounces of water every day is one of my points for habits. No sodas at all, and hitting my protein goal. So some people in my group challenge, they have no alcohol consumption. They have no takeout. They have no snacks, like unhealthy snacks. They may have a different goal as far as their workouts or steps. So here's what's cool about it is it's for me, knowing where I'm at right now in my health is what can I do to hydrate and reduce inflammation in my body? Because the more we learn about inflammation, that is what causes chronic health issues and disease. And for me, no, I'm not drinking anymore. And I don't, you know, I'm not constantly eating sweets and sugar, but I've noticed a lot of even the products I use have artificial flavors, natural flavors, anything that says aspartame, sucralose, all these things that really are supposed to be less calories and they're fake sweet. Like I love ginger ale zero, but I realize that is inflammation. That is creating inflammation in my body. So I will tell you, we just started the challenge yesterday, so I will keep you updated. And if there's anything that you want to adopt that feels good for you, do it. I mean, we're always needing more water, right? So back to our conversation around depression and alcohol. I just want you to understand that the environment we're in also affects us. I recognize that some of us have environmental factors, stress, trauma. We don't really have the social support. You might have someone that you're married to. You may have family members that that is really, there's a lot of struggle there. And here's what I need you to know, that you have to find adequate support system. And you've got to reach out and find that option, whatever that is for you. And if it is something where you can use your insurance and go to therapy, or find a group at church, or find a local Celebrate Recovery, or a group like that, or meet with me. I don't know what your financial situation is. I don't know where you are with your, where you feel, I hope you're physically safe in your environment, but I know that there's a lot of pressure. And here's what I know to be true. The more we layer alcohol inside of these factors, and the more we choose to cope, the more the depression gets deeper. And at some point, you're going to hit a wall, a bottom, something that is going to be a lot harder for you to recover from. And it's just like anything. I really felt like when I made this choice specifically to remove alcohol, there was a road. There was two roads. And I was sitting in it. And I remember saying, all right, God, I can't seem to figure this out. And he said, it's because you hadn't surrendered. If you haven't heard my bathtub story, it was in the bathtub. In my spirit, I heard, you've been trying to do it on your own. It's time to surrender it to me. And I knew that that had to happen in that moment. And it just didn't happen in that moment. It happened day after day after day. So what do you need to surrender? What are some issues that you may be struggling with that you can truly connect to alcohol consumption, equaling these symptoms? And do you need to speak with your medical provider? Do you really need to be a little bit more in tune to what's going on in your body and get some support? Do you need some supplement help? You have the opportunity to make a change today. So you only know what's true for you. I can't choose that for you. So I hope that this episode brought you awareness. I hope that maybe there's one part that jumped out. There's a lot of conversation in this one. A lot of like this, that wasn't a hype, exciting episode. It's very heavy when we talk about these things, but it's the truth. And I know that in 6 months from now, a year from now, your life could be completely different in the most beautiful, fruitful, blossoming way. I just know it. I know that for you. So either go to setfreesisterhood.com/roadmap, get the course for $100 off, jump on it before Sunday the 21st, or email me, or both, michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. And I can just support you, pray for you, and hopefully connect with you. Have a beautiful week and talk to you next week. Hey friend, before you go, I want to make sure that you know about the free masterclass that is available for you. It's the 5 steps to help you stop overdrinking without stress and overwhelm. Download it for free today at setfreesisterhood.com/masterclass. I would love for you to come join the Facebook community too. I will put the link in the show notes. And if you're ready to see what support would look like so that you could start walking out your future of being alcohol free and stepping into the woman who God is calling you to be, email me at michelle@setfreesisterhood.com. Until next time, stay blessed.